was born into an Asian Indian family where the parents decided what you wanted to become. I figured my choices were restricted to computer science and or the medical field. Fortunately, my parents did not limit my career options to a doctor or engineer, so in preschool, I chose to become a ballerina. In fact, I wanted to become a ballerina, and this confused my parents, so they suggested that I become a doctor. Neither my parents nor I knew that there would be so many options in the medical field and that I would travel down this pathway. My seventh grade teacher asked us a very serious question: what do you want to be when you grow up? That one question made our entire class nervous. More than 90% of the class did not know what they wanted to become, but I did. I slowly raised my hand in the aspirations of seeing a smile on my teacher's face and hoping that she would compliment my answer with a good job or way to go. Little did I expect that she would interrogate me with questions like, how did you choose the medical field? What is your dream medical school? And what will you specialize in? Sadly, I was not able to answer these questions. She later stated that before we enter high school, we should have an idea about what our career pathway we wanted to travel. This led her to assigning our first 100-point project titled, What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up? I went home later that day and realized that I gave such a vague description of what I wanted to be. I wasn't able to answer all her questions, and that got the best of me. I raced my sister to the family computer and told her that I would use it for no more than 30 minutes. My eyes were glued to the screen as I kept scrolling through the lists of doctor specializations. As I was about to get out of my chair and leave, the computer made a sound and somehow highlighted the profession neurosurgeon. Now, as I talk about this, that specific moment sounds like the profession chose me. I felt like Tinkerbell in her first movie when the hammer chose her as she was looking at the other fairy talents. I sat back down and clicked on the link that took me to a study.com page about brain surgeons. It took a dictionary and an anatomy book to understand what was written in the job description. Did you know that the brain is called the random thought generator because it can generate up to 50,000 thoughts per day? After about 100 facts or so, I totally forgot about the research brochure that I was supposed to complete by the end of the week. After all, the research I completed, I was finally able to answer all of my teacher's questions that I was not able to in class. Later that week, I burst through the door to my classroom and handed my teacher my project. I didn't care about the grade that I would get, because without my teacher asking me those questions and assigning our class this project, I may never have found out what I wanted to be when I grew up. My goal in high school was to graduate with a biomedical sciences pathway course and high honors. Difficult classes and grades made me question if reaching my goal was even possible. There were many stress-filled nights that broke me apart, but my parents were always there to mend me back together. They never pressured me into extracurriculars or anything that I did not want to do. This gave me confidence that no matter what happened, my family will always be there to support me. There is always light at the end of the tunnel, and if it's sunny outside, of course. I found the light in HOSA, which is a health professions club. Not only did this relieve some of my stress in my academics, but also allowed me to explore my interest of neurosurgery in depth. I was not able to understand the 16 years of education that was required for neurosurgeons until I entered this club. This did pressure me, but did not change my decision of what I wanted to become in the future, because I love challenges. My parents worried that I would go through difficulties in the future, but I explained to them that as long as they are with me, I can overcome any obstacle. They even suggested that I move into the computer engineering pathway because it would take less time and that I would start earning right after I finished my undergraduate education. This persistence lasted for over a year, but I was fixated on neurosurgery. Senior year rolled up faster than I thought it would. I was extremely proud of what I came to be, especially with how the past 2 years were working out for me. My passion for medicine with a specialization in neurosurgery never weakened during these moments, and I finally graduated from the biomedical sciences pathway with high honors and a Red Cross scholarship. My parents have never been more proud of me. I believe I even heard my mom and dad say, "This is why we always wanted her to be a doctor."